Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. In the gym, a focused Shay serves a volleyball, sweat glistening on her face. A coach with a clipboard and a stopwatch around his neck watches her. The coach continues to monitor Shay as she does bench jumps and leg raises. Other students populate the equipment around her. She rides a stationary bike. Later, Shay hits a volleyball over the net. Now, the coach times Shay as she runs back and forth between cones. Her eyes fix upwards as she stands below the vertical jump test apparatus. She leaps and pushes one of the high vanes. Shay's mom and Lola watch.
Holy Shay, you can fly!
Okay, Powers, bring it in.
She stands before the coach.
Did I do okay?
Well, it's off the charts okay. You're top five for your age group, easy.
Are you serious?
I only have a couple of concerns. Your high school team had some issues this year and you missed some games.
Yeah, some juvenile prank type stuff. As captain, I helped resolve it.
Right. Well, there's also this.
An article.
Now, we need dedicated girls who won't be distractions.
It was a peaceful protest.
It's fine. We can get past this.
Okay. Phew. I'll do anything.
All right, the camp is a code of conduct. You sign it, you write a letter about how you made a mistake, and it won't happen again. I can't see anything stopping you. Okay?
The article shows Shay at the protest. She glances at her mom, who grins. Lola gives her two thumbs up. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag to my future self. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Soma Bhatia, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold. In the school lobby, students walk by as Tristan and Goldie appear on a screen on the wall.
After this week's protest, the administration is listening.
To start the discussion, we invite students to join the committee.
In class, Grace and Maya watch a screen with Tristan and Goldie as they work on digital drawings.
Nice. I didn't think Simpson would come through. Sweet.
Quit moving. I'm trying to get your weird ear.
Sorry. Hey, Jonah told you he can't make it to the gig, right?
Our guitarist is bailing day of.
His little girlfriend's kind of freaking out.
Well, can you just bring her? I mean, it's always nice to have fans.
She won't leave her house. Sit still. I'm trying to do your eyebrows, and it looks like you're half surprised, half confused.
Okay, well, fine. I guess we'll just have to get together at lunch and figure out new arrangements for the songs.
Does it have to be at lunch?
Don't tell me you're being sketchy, too.
No, it's just I promised I'd eat with Zig.
Maya glances down.
Since when are you two hanging out?
I don't know, since, like, recently? He'd be cool if you joined us.
Well, gee, thanks for inviting me to lunch with my ex-boyfriend.
Chill, this isn't helping me get your eyebrows right.
Maya averts her eyes with an annoyed look.
You really want me to bail on him?
Never mind. I have something I have to do anyway.
In Mr. Mitchell's class, Miles, Tristan, Winston, and Zoe sit among the other students.
Handouts are on my desk. Pick your partners, then grab one. Go.
So what do you say? Partners?
Sorry, Tristan and I have a lot to catch up on.
Oh, sorry, Zoe. I'd love to, but this little rascal already cuffed me.
Any excuse to have him to myself?
Isn't he the cutest?
Handsomest, I'm handsome.
Looks like I'm all yours.
I'll get the handouts.
Winston walks off, and Tristan turns to face Zoe.
Shouldn't you want to work with your boyfriend?
I do. It just feels weird.
Weird? Like claustrophobic? Closets can get pretty tight.
Miles was dating girls, and now he's dating you. It can be fluid.
Miles is firmly on boys now.
So am I. You'll see.
Tristan flashes a knowing smile. Winston returns, and Zoe meets his bright smile with a tight one. Outside school, Shay sits on a bench with Tiny and Lola. Shay works on her laptop.
What's another word for embarrassed?
Mortified?
Can you use that red face emoji? That's how we communicate.
Lola takes the laptop. She frowns at the screen.
This isn't for English. Why are you apologizing for our protest?
So I can get into that summer sports camp. They saw our picture in the paper, and now they're worried I'm an angry black girl.
You were angry, but we were right. You can't go back on that.
I'm not. It's just a letter. I mean, this is my chance to train with national-level athletes.
We have to lie to get it.
Our volleyball season's been a bust, and now I'm getting a second chance. I mean, Olympic-level scouts will be there.
Tell her she can't do this.
I don't know. Opportunities like this don't come around every day.
So you think she should write the letter too?
She doesn't have to mean it. She can write it, apologize, go to the camp, and no one will ever know.
Wrong, my love. Shay will know.
Lola stomps off. Tiny shrugs at Shay before following his girlfriend. In the hall, Grace and Maya share a set of earbuds.
I don't understand. This is just my song.
Yeah, but with Zig on guitar.
Are you serious right now?
Okay, before you get upset, he's been practicing a lot, and more importantly, he's available.
Yeah, well, call him up, because I found another solution. Peter.
Like your boss?
Well, coworker, technically. But yeah, we had lunch, and he's in for the show.
You guys had lunch?
We're buds.
That old guy just wants to be buds. Come on, why else would a 23-year-old want to hang out with a 16-year-old?
Are you saying I'm not interesting enough to be friends with?
I'm saying he's trying to bone you.
Subtle. But you know what? You're wrong, and I can prove it.
You're playing right into his hand.
He has no hand, Grace. Well, actually, he has two, and he's going to use them to play guitar, and you're going to love him.
Grace rolls her eyes. At the dot, Winston scoots closer to Zoe, who works on her laptop.
Did you know Imperial Japan started when a bunch of samurai stormed a palace? That's so cool.
Maybe you could wear this. Do you know how to sew?
She shows a drawing of Japanese soldiers.
I'm pretty good with duct tape.
Should we rent the costumes?
This project's only worth 5% of our grade. I was thinking we'd do a PowerPoint.
Every 5% counts. How do you feel about musical numbers?
Well, if I say amazing, do you think maybe we could take a break?
She scoots away.
Is everything okay? Seems like you're trying to escape from me.
No, it's just...
Zoe looks him in the eyes.
Tristan doesn't think we're a good match.
So?
So, I want to focus on this presentation and really rock it and prove him wrong. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll call the costume place.
He kisses her cheek. At the trap door, Maya performs with Grace and Peter. Peter and Maya lean back to back as he plays guitar and moves to the music. Grace rolls her eyes at them. Maya steps close and sings in Grace's face. The crowd moves to the music. Puts her arms around Grace.
I saw you crack a smile.
Yeah, because of all the sex faces he made during the show.
Come on, he's a guitarist.
Guys, that was killer. Want to hang out, chill for a bit?
Yeah.
I have to be home in 30 minutes.
Well, maybe we could all hang out tomorrow night then.
Can't, my friends are throwing me a birthday thing at the studio.
Your 60th?
24th. You enjoy shuffleboard, though.
Please, my mom finally lets me come play these gigs alone now. Shouldn't we capitalize on that?
Fine.
Cool. I'll grab some Cokes.
Cool. You're gonna love him, seriously, and then we can all be best friends.
Wait, did I miss it?
Zig walks over.
What are you doing here?
You said it's nice to have fans.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I thought we could all hang.
Well, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Maya, I'm trying here. Hey, why are you being like this?
Everything cool?
Peter returns with three glasses.
Of course. Maya's boss.
Co-worker, technically.
I should have guessed. So when you said anything's possible, you never meant anything between us. You meant between you and Mr. Manscruff over here.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
No, Peter, stay. Zig, you go.
I just...
Zig's mouth hangs open.
Why can't we be friends?
Because I don't want to be friends with you. All I think about when I look at you is Zoe's hands all over your body while we're still together.
Maya, chill.
Why should I be the one to chill when he's the one who messed up? Okay, why do I have to be the one to put on a smile, pretend like everything's okay, and just be friends already? That is so not fair.
Maya turns to see patrons staring at her. In Mr. Mitchell's class, Zoe and Winston present their project. Zoe wears a geisha costume complete with white face makeup, and Winston is dressed as a Japanese imperial officer.
Enrich the country, strengthen the armed forces. This was the slogan of Imperial Japan. It all began on a fateful day in January 1868.
Esme frowns and looks around.
Samurai from Choshu joined my army of samurai from Satsuma, forming an alliance. In the dark of night, the enemy was least...
Isn't this, like, crazy racially insensitive? What? No, these are all just facts.
And fact is, you probably shouldn't be dressed as a geisha.
This is a project on Japan.
You're not Japanese.
Neither are you, so what's your problem?
Zoe glares at Esme, then looks to Tristan.
Back me up.
I don't know, Zoe. Just after all the stuff that came out of the protest, maybe we do need to be more thoughtful.
This is absurd. Can we continue?
It would probably be best if you both went and changed.
Zoe blinks, straight-lipped. In the hall, Zig stands with a group.
October 15th, text from Maya Matlin. Admit it, even you find Mr. Mitchell hot.
Maya approaches them.
November 10th, can I be a feminist and love Khloe Kardashian because I love Khloe Kardashian?
Okay, haha, show's over.
The group disperses.
What are you doing? Why are you being such a jerk?
Takes one to know one.
He gives her a hard look and walks off. Maya opens her locker and Grace steps closer.
If you apologize for last night, I'm sure he'll get over it.
Hold up, if I apologize?
You kind of embarrassed him.
He embarrassed me. Why are you taking his side?
I'm not taking any sides. He came out and made an effort and you kind of just... I can't just stop being his friend.
Well, you could try.
We're all here at this school for a whole nother year together. Can't you just try to get over it so we can all be friends again?
Let me make this easy for you. You can take Zig. I've got Peter.
Maya stares coldly, then walks off. Outside, Winston holds a mirror for Zoe, who pulls off fake eyelashes.
I'll put peroxide in her conditioner in gym class.
Zoe.
You're right, Esme would probably look good as a blonde. Then I'll stick moths in all her prissy little sweater sets.
Zoe.
I want to destroy her.
Winston spritzes her in the face with a spray bottle.
Okay, I shouldn't have done that. I know that now, but I just don't think it was personal.
Yes, it was. Esme hates me ever since you gave me the MC part at the gala instead of her.
That may very well be true, but also she may have had a point.
Are you saying our presentation was racially insensitive?
I'm not saying those exact words.
Then which exact words are you saying?
Look, you're my girlfriend and I support you in everything you do.
Winston?
Yes, it was inappropriate.
You knew? Why didn't you tell me?
I really like you. And I didn't want to give you any excuse to dump me. Honestly, I think it's crazy that you're even going out with me.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes it feels like you may not be into this. Like right now.
Her face softens.
That's just because I'm trying to figure out what to do about Esme. She keeps trying to make me into the villain.
So don't do villain stuff. That's the old Zoe, the scary Zoe. You're better than that. You're sweet.
She raises her downcast face to meet his gaze.
You think I'm sweet?
I think you can be. Listen, let's redo the project, starting with a real apology. We can still destroy Esme, but with kindness.
She smiles slightly. In the student council room, students gather around a table.
Thanks for coming to our first Zero Tolerance Policy Review Committee meeting. We'll get started shortly. Please enjoy the pionones. They're from my family's restaurant.
Hey, I have some bad news.
Oh, no. Are you allergic to nuts? Next time, I'll bring alfajores.
It's not about the sweets. Look, I can't stay. I gave them the letter and...
Now you can't join the committee.
Shay nods.
But this makes, like, zero sense.
What if it turns into another protest or we end up in the paper again? They don't want me to be a distraction. They'll kick me out.
Then they don't deserve you.
Playing in the Olympics is my dream. This camp is on that path.
We did something special. Together. Don't you get that? Hey, look who's here.
Cool. You're so brave for standing up to the police.
Well, I was just standing up for my friend. You would have done the same.
I saw the picture and I thought, if she's willing to get arrested for this, then I have to do something.
Oh, me too. That was so fierce. This morning, I even stood up to Perino and demanded he stop using the term manpower. So sexist.
Because of me?
And you know what? It worked.
See?
Lo, I just want to play volleyball.
Look, I know this is my first time doing something politics-y, but even I know that sometimes people need to make sacrifices.
Lola joins Vijay and Goldie.
Why does it have to be me?
Shay looks at her phone. A message from Medallion Sports Training Camp reads, "Letter looks good, but you forgot to sign it. Let's meet up and we can make it official." At the studio, Maya walks past hip 20-somethings in a lounge area. She holds a plate of baked goods.
We're not interested in whatever you're selling, kiddo. I work here.
Maya, hey.
Peter takes the plate.
Well, you came. I met Chrissy?
Yeah.
thought you'd be hanging out with your school buds tonight.
Well, you know, high school friends, they're kind of temporary, right?
Really? Still hanging with all mine. Dudes, Maya, dudes.
Two guys wave at her.
Wait, where are you going?
I'll be back in a sec. Just gonna go put this down.
Maya turns to the guys, Spinner and Peter's musician friend.
So, getting turnt tonight or what?
Turnt. I think it means to party hard.
I remember that. Mm. Sadly, no. I have to be up early in the morning. I have a bidding war.
Oh, cool. Like an auction?
No, my wife and I are buying a house. Or at least we're trying to. Everything's going from 50 to 100 over asking, so.
Well, if you need to borrow cash, my mom lent me some cab money.
Spinner smiles politely.
50 to 100,000.
This is why I've been saying you just need to get a junker and gut it.
Yeah, okay, and then do the whole thing myself?
I will help.
You think I'm letting those spindly arms near my home?
I'll fight you, right now.
I gotta make a phone call.
She walks away.
Kids.
At home, Shay paces.
How many more laps are you gonna do? Should we consider getting a track installed?
I'm just nervous about the coach coming over.
Well, you already got into the camp, honey. It's not like it's another tryout. He likes you.
Shay's mom sits on the couch.
You're not ready to go?
I know I belong there. It's just...
Still not sure about signing the letter.
I keep hearing Lilla's voice in my head telling me I'll regret it.
Shay freezes and her eyes widen.
Hey, come here. I will be proud of you no matter what you do. You just have to make sure you're proud of yourself.
Shay nods and smiles slightly.
Hang on.
Shay's smile fades as her mom steps away.
Hi, Coach. Hi. Come on in.
The coach enters the living room.
Hi, Shay.
He holds a clipboard.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance around dinner time, but Shay, if I could just get your John Hancock.
Mind if I read it over first?
Yeah, absolutely.
She takes the clipboard and turns away to silently read her letter.
To whom it may concern, I want to assure you that my actions at a recent protest were impulsive mistakes which I regret. I assure you that it won't happen again. I would appreciate the opportunity to prove that I have learned from my mistakes. This lack of judgment is one that I take as a learning experience. I recognize my failure and promise. If chosen as a candidate, I will think before I act, and always act with integrity and respect. Sincerely yours, Shay Powers.
In the recording studio, Maya enters a room with a large sound mixing board and a window facing a room with instruments. She shifts back and forth, taking out her phone. She scrolls through photos of herself with Zig, Grace, and Tiny. Maya looks up towards the door, then hides under the soundboard.
Just give me 2 minutes, okay? I'm not gonna be some weird ex, I promise.
Fine. What is it?
Are you ever gonna come see Arthur? He misses you.
This is why you're being weird, you're multi-poo.
Well, after the breakup, you said we'd still be friends.
Well, you're on my birthday, aren't you?
Yeah, but so is some teenage blonde.
That's what this is about. We're broken up. I can hang out with whoever I want.
What? So you are trying to sleep with her?
What? I didn't even invite her. Honestly, she just showed up. It's kind of weird.
I'm sorry.
Maya gapes at her phone. Peter bends down.
Oh, crap, Maya. Okay, let me help you.
No.
You're missing a shoe.
Keep it. Happy birthday. See you at work next week, coworker.
She limps out, leaving Peter and Chrissy in the room. In Mr. Mitchell's class...
So, after the war and basically the end of Imperial Japan, Emperor Hirohito prepared an apology to the Americans, but they refused to accept it.
The idea of apology is important to Japanese culture, and after doing this project, I get it. I was wrong for insensitively portraying someone of Japanese descent. I sincerely apologize, and unlike the Americans, I hope you accept. Thank you.
Esme doesn't clap. Tristan approaches Zoe at the front of class.
Okay, you win. If Winston can make you nice, you must really like him.
Zoe smiles as he leaves.
Told you the costume was wrong.
Zoe looks at Esme.
That's what you took from all that.
Yada, 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 Japan, something, something. I'm a monster.
Yeah.
Winston steps past Zoe to face Esme.
Actually, I have a question for you.
Proceed.
How come everyone jumped down Zoe's throat for playing a geisha, but no one cared that I was playing Japanese? What, is it because I'm Asian, and there's only one kind of Asian? Because I'm sure you know Korean and Japanese aren't the same.
A smile creeps onto Zoe's face, and Esme gives her a glum look.
My bad.
They watch her go. Winston moves to face Zoe, and she looks at him with a smile and a slight head tilt.
No one's ever stood up for me like that.
I don't like seeing people treat you badly. It gives me a weird feeling in my stomach. But I know I probably like you more than you like me, so if you want out, this is me giving you an out.
Winston's brow creases, and his eyes shift back and forth under Zoe's stare.
Do I have spinach in my teeth again?
I don't want it.
Want what?
You're out. We make a good team.
With an arm draped over his shoulder, Zoe and Winston walk out, grinning. In class, Grace sits at a computer and works on her digital portrait of Maya. Maya spots her and sits down at the neighboring computer. She pulls up her own digital drawing of Grace. They glance at each other awkwardly.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
I know I can't make you choose.
I shouldn't have tried to force you to be friends with Zig.
It's just really confusing right now.
I know. That's why I've decided that he gets me Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and you get me Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Wait, why do I get 4 and he only gets 3?
He's the cheater after all.
So we're friends again?
Yeah, dummy.
Good, because I'm coming in for a hug.
No.
It's happening.
No, stop it.
Grace, if you let me hug you, I will tell you the totally awful, embarrassing story of what happened to me at Peter's party last night.
Okay, how embarrassing are we talking?
Well, I left with only one shoe.
All right, I gotta hear the rest of it.
Maya stands and hugs Grace. In the empty gym, Shay runs, heading for the stands. She bounds up the bleachers as Tiny walks in holding a blue slushie.
You gonna offer me some of that? Or you're just gonna taunt me with it?
Probably just taunt you. I came to grab Lola. Isn't practice over?
Yeah, for everyone else.
Oh, but not for elite members of the Medallion Sports Training Camp.
Actually, I turned them down.
Really?
I can't apologize for what we did, what I believe in, and I can't give up the option to fight again.
Wow, I couldn't do that. So why the extra practice?
You were right. Opportunities are hard to come by, so I got Armstrong to give me an enhanced training schedule, and I'll just have to find another way onto the national team.
Here, you've earned this.
He offers the cup. She reaches for it, and their hands touch as they share a lingering look.
Hey, baby, ready to get out of here? You're working on a speech thing for our next committee meeting, right?
Of course. I'm thinking on it right now.
I'm so glad you did the right thing.
Lola taps Tiny on the chest and he follows her out. Shay licks her lips and Tiny turns back to smile at her. She waves. Shay wistfully watches him go. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Ricardo Hoyos, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven, Richard Walters. Written by Matt Huther, directed by Phil Earnshaw. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.